Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. And I can say, back by popular demand, we have two executives with Colvin Cleaners with us, and they do this wonderful program, Gowns for Prom, every year. And we're also happy to have with us Janine Marchetti. She's an Allstate office manager for Orange Financial Services, and they're a co-sponsor. Janine has been with Allstate for 3 years. She maintains the customer service for the agency. And let me tell you a little bit about the Bellani young men we have with us. First, I'll go with Chris, graduate of St. Joe's Collegiate Institute and SUNY Geneseo. Chris's first job out of college was at M&T Bank in their management development program. Chris was one of 40 candidates across the program selected into this. After a few years in commercial banking, he decided to join his father, Paul, in the family business 9 years ago. And Paul Bellani, who's been on this program many times over the years. Let me tell you a little bit about his background. In 1931, Phil and Angeline Bellani founded Colvin Cleaners on Colvin Boulevard in North Buffalo. A tailor by trade, Phil specialized in tailoring with dry cleaning as a secondary skill set. There were only a few employees at that time. As the business grew, they moved in 38 to a larger store in Kenmore, and in 43, they remained in the village by purchasing a building at 2375 Elmwood to house its plant and finishing operation. It remains the company's headquarters today. Today, Paul Bellani is the president and chief executive officer of Colvin Cleaners and Colvin Draperies and has been for almost 42 years. You're not old enough to be doing that for 42 years.
I've got a lot of years to go, Brian.
Okay, another 42.
A lot of years.
Okay, the big question. It's March 24th. Gowns for Prom. What is this campaign?
Well, you know, it started 13 years ago, Brian, and what we do is we collect gowns from people all over Western New York. We sort the gowns down by size. First of all, determine whether it's a prom-worthy gown, because we want to make sure that these gowns are very gently used or new. We got a lot of new gowns with the tags still on them, so that young ladies who otherwise couldn't afford a gown, when they come to our Gowns for Prom program, which is the 9th, 10th, and 11th, at Shea's Buffalo on the stage of this historic Shea's Performing Arts Center, they select 3, 4, 5 gowns. They take these gowns and go up to the second, third, or fourth floor where there's 28 different changing rooms. Now, these are the changing rooms that all the actors and actresses use for all the performing performances at Shea's. So these young ladies are goggled over. There's lights around the mirrors. It really looks world class. And this is where these young ladies get to try all these gowns on. And then if they find a gown that they like, needs alterations, we've got a whole alterations department put together that does all the sewing and preparing. Then these gowns are cleaned, packaged, and delivered back, or the young ladies come back and pick them up. Now, in a nutshell, Brian, that's what happens.
That's a lot. Janine, why don't you tell us a little bit as a sponsor's perspective on this Gowns for Prom?
Absolutely. We're actually proud to be a sponsor of this because it does get everyone in the community helping, you know, these girls who wouldn't be able to afford a prom dress. So it is very... It's very, very rewarding to be part of the program. And I'm just hoping that everybody does drop off donations, you know, to our office. We have a donation bin set up in our office at Northtown Toyota at 1135 Millersport Highway. So everyone's more than welcome to drop their donations off there.
Very good. Chris, you've been working on this probably a year. Well, tell us what's the big event all about.
Yeah, you know, prom is one of those magical times in a girl's life in high school where there's really nothing to compare it to. I mean, it's month and month of planning that goes into it. They get their hair done, they work on transportation, they get, you know, flowers involved, and the gown is probably the most expensive part of it. You know, shoes, purses, everything. So the harsh reality is a lot of girls can't afford to buy their own gown. I mean, they're hundreds of dollars. And now, you know, our donations are through the roof. The whole Western New York community is coming together. It's so easy to donate with all the Allstate offices, Reed's Gens locations, Colvin Cleaners route customers. Leave it right outside. We'll pick it up for them. And now with social media and posting pictures and things, once you've been seen in an outfit, you almost can't wear it again. You know, once you've been seen wearing a dress. So people are so quick to donate it to people who can't afford to buy it themselves. So it's really a tremendous program.
Very good. Now, I understand Allstate, with their foundation, is a sponsor. Our sister station, KISS 98.5. Let's talk a little bit about what the sponsors are doing, how they're involved with the whole program for Gowns for Prom.
Well, first off, Allstate Foundation, when they came on board sponsoring our Gowns for Prom program last year, and then they followed up with Coach for Kids this past fall. So the two programs, we merged our graphics together so that we can literally have barrels at all of the Allstate offices throughout Western New York, Reed's Gens Jewelers, all six of the Department of Motor Vehicle offices, you know, our county, is it comptroller?
Stephan Mahaliu?
Oh, no,
the county clerk.
County clerk, you know, Mickey Kearns, you know, loves the program, loved Coats for Kids, and he said, you know what, we want to put these barrels in the DMVs year-round. So the barrels are branded year-round. The Allstate Foundation, I mean, throughout the United States, you know, Allstate has this foundation, and they're very, very particular on what they spend their money on. None of it's used for marketing or anything like that. It's used for giving back to the community. And, you know, Allstate has just been an absolute, you know, dream come true for these two programs because it's all about giving back to the community. And so it meets their need, and all of the agents are involved in this. So their customers and neighbors, you know, they can utilize Allstate as a location to drop off gowns for, you know, gowns for the prom program or coats for the Coats for Kids giveaway, and they can do this year round. So with them as a sponsor, it just helps the whole both programs tremendously.
A little bit more about sponsors?
Yes, absolutely. I think we're able to, with being the donation barrels in our offices, it kind of does give back to the community in a positive way, and it lets people know that we're always here to help as well. So it definitely, the Coats for Kids campaign was a major success, I know, for our Allstate agency, and I'm sure all other Allstate agencies as well. So I'm very excited to do the Proms for Gowns. That's going to be a really exciting way to help some young girl who can't afford to buy a dress. So I think our clients are very excited to give back to the community in that way.
Very good. Chris, the value of the sponsors.
You know, just to reiterate, sponsorships have been great. It allows us to expand our marketing efforts, you know, get some promotions and some commercials and things out there, letting the general public know where they can donate. And then if they need to receive a gown, you know, April 9th, 10th, and 11th on the stage at Shays Buffalo from 3 to 8 p.m. Any girl from any school is welcome to show up. They don't need any documentation or anything, just a student ID to show that they're in high school, and they can select the gown that they need. So without the help of the sponsors, we wouldn't be able to promote it as much, as well as collect all over Western New York. I mean, we're collecting all the way from Rochester to Springville to Irving, New York, and all over Amherst, Buffalo, East Aurora, Chickawaga, anywhere you can think of in between. So with the help of the sponsors, we're able to do that.
Well, it's wonderful. You're getting hundreds of people involved to help young girls in need and making them feel good and boosting their self-esteem. So it's really a win-win program for the Gowns for Proms, for Colvin Cleaners, and for the young people of Western New York.
Now, Brian, today being the 24th,
yes, sir,
we're doing something very unique today.
Tell us the time and so forth.
With a very unique individual and company in Western New York, another very giving company, Jeff Zimmer from Reed Gens. He has offered up his three locations, and today what we're doing is we're doing a gown drive. So from 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 in the afternoon at any one of the three Reed Gens in the Buffalo market, you can just drive by, hand your gowns to us, and keep driving right through. Don't even have to get out of your car. Although Reed Gens,
you're going to have the basket out front.
We'll have Colvin Cleaner trucks there.
Oh,
with personnel that'll take them right from the people right out of their car.
So there'll be drive-by donations.
Drive-by donations. So it'll be the gown drive.
Yep, and it's a one day only. Today's the only day that you can do that.
Repeat the locations and the time, please, for our listeners today on the 24th. Of March.
Well, I'll get the three locations. I know the one is on Maple Road, but actually they can go right to our website, ColvinCleaners.com.
Yeah.
Click on the Gowns for Prom banner, bingo, and it says donations, donate here, and it shows all the locations. It shows all the Reed's Gens locations. It shows all the Allstate locations, but the Reed's Gens is where the gown drop is going to be today.
Wonderful, wonderful. For those who just tuned in, we're talking about the Gowns for Prom program. This is involved with Colvin Cleaners and the Allstate Foundation. If you're listening in Buffalo or Toronto or Manhattan, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always read Canadian and European cards and notes. I'd like to thank those who called regarding Peter Murphy, regarding private school education, and also the program with Poland's Consul General on ESPN Radio. Again, any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. For those who just tuned in, Janine Marchetti is the Allstate Office Manager for Orange Financial Services. And Paul Bellani, involved with Colvin Cleaners, provides dry cleaning, tailoring, and other services across the Buffalo Niagara region of Western New York. Excuse my throat, but it's a little sore. And Chris Bellani is Vice President of Colvin Cleaners and oversees most of the operations, including the outside services of free pickup and delivery. Let's talk a little bit more about what you're involved with, and I'm thinking more about the annual event. Let's talk about how this enables young ladies in need to select the prom gown of their dreams.
Yeah, so Gowns for Prom, it's an annual event that we do, and the real cool part of it is the actual day of the giveaway. You know, we spend months and months and all year actually now collecting donations. People can go to any of the sites, or they can contact Colvin Cleaners. And we collect the gowns, the shoes, the purses, the jewelry, all that fun stuff. But actually, on the stage of Shays, you know, any girl who's in need can come, and they kind of get that scene that no one's ever seen before. They stand where the actors and actresses perform, and they look out, and they see all the seats and the bright lights at Shays. There's thousands of gowns on display. They're all sorted by size. They can pick out a few that they want. And they actually go up to the dressing room, and they get fitted by tailors. They can make sure it fits perfectly, find the style they're looking for, come with their friends, their dates, their parents, anyone that wants to help out. It's a really fun day. And it's 3 days, April 9th, 10th, and 11th, from 3 o'clock till 8 o'clock on stage at Shea's.
Paul Bellani just saved my life. My throat was sore, and he was kind enough to get me a glass of water. We're talking about how this program, Gowns for Prom, enables young ladies in need to select the prom gown of their dreams.
You know what? We really encourage mothers, older sisters to come out with the young ladies. A lot of them are kind of shy, and, you know, to have family members around just kind of helps them feel a little bit more comfortable. And picking out a gown, you know, from what I've seen, is not the easiest thing. Maybe Janine can elaborate a little bit more on that.
Yeah, it's definitely not the easiest thing. I mean, you definitely need to choose the right one, of course. But I just think this is an exciting program. Just for one, you know, maybe there's that girl out there that has been thinking, I can't go to prom because I can't afford this dress. Well, I know that we usually, like you said, wear it once and then it sits in the closet. So what better way to make someone happy and, you know, let them go and live that dream and go to that prom and donate that dress? Someone is definitely going to be having a big smile on their face and appreciative of that donation.
What are your thoughts on the mothers joining the young ladies?
I think that's a great idea. I mean, it definitely helps bond, you know, with the young ladies that are going to the prom. They can let them know how they look, you know, and I think having your mom there and just saying that you look beautiful is also another, you know, great way to put a smile on someone's face. So definitely a good thing.
Did you have anything to add, Chris?
No, just that every girl deserves to go to prom, and we're happy to make that dream come true.
Let's talk a little bit about Colvin Cleaners collecting dry cleaning and tailors with prom gowns for young ladies throughout Western New York. Let's talk about this outreach program with Colvin Cleaners.
Well, Brian, we've got 6 full-time tailors at the cleaners. We have a number of volunteers that do sewing for us on location at Shea's all 3 days, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of April.
So you bring in the sewing machines?
Oh, yeah.
And everything right
oh,
there
yeah.
on
yeah.
location?
Yeah, there's a number of union sewers that work for Shea's Buffalo to work on the clothes of actors and actresses that come in for the different shows. So that's one of the things that Shea's Performing Arts Center has to supply the shows coming in. They don't bring mm-hmm. their own sewers, and, you know, something may have to be fitted for an actor or actress or whatever, and they've donated their time. So it's really wonderful. And then Shea's Performing Arts Center, I mean, you've been there, Brian. You know what a treasure that is
oh,
in Western
wonderful.
New York. I mean, historic landmark that has been renovated. The previous head or director of Shea's Performing Arts Center, Tony Conti, has just done an absolute
amazing
job.
He's been a guest down here a few times.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now, you know, what you've got is you've got this gem of a building, and you've got these young ladies coming into this facility, and, you know, it's just a tremendous experience, and then you've got the workers there, and this is all donated. So, you know, we talk about partners. Shea's Performing Arts Center is an absolute vital partner since day one. They donate the facility, they pay their security, they take care of any other individuals that are working, their tailors donate their time. So to replace a facility like that would be impossible. You know, we'd end up in some Knights of Columbus Hall, or who knows where we would end up with the program. But it's the footprint that we need, because the program is so encompassing. Like Christopher said, there's thousands of gowns of all makes and sizes. Everything is sorted down by size. And when people go to our website, there's actual videos where they can actually see the whole process. You know, so ColvinCleaners.com, you click on the Gowns for Prom program. There's videos there showing what last year's event was like. It kind of walks you through the whole process. So it's a very, very unique opportunity for mothers and young ladies, you know, to come together, do the gown selection, go up to the fitting rooms, kind of get goggled over. And, you know, so we're very proud of it. And being its 13th year, that's my lucky number. That was always my hockey number and my truck number for years, number 13. So it's a very special year to me.
Okay, great. For those who just tuned in, you're listening to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We're learning about the Gowns for Prom program with Colvin Cleaners and one of their sponsors, Allstate Foundation. If you have any thoughts or comments, and if you're in West Seneca, New York, or Montreal, or in Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more about Colvin Cleaners. They have provided dry cleaning, tailoring, and other services across the Buffalo Niagara region of West New York with free pickup and delivery service. And a little bit more about Chris Bellani. He's now Vice President of Colvin Cleaners and oversees most of the operations, including outside services of free pickup and delivery. And Janine Marchetti is the Allstate Office Manager for Orange Financial Services. Now, this is now a year-round campaign. It's not just a week or 2 weeks. It's year-round. Let's talk about that.
Well, if you walked into our warehouse a month ago, Brian, we'd probably have about 1,500 to 2,000 gallons already that just come in regularly. And we've branded that quite well. I'm very impressed. The Coats for Kids program now, people are going to start to think about coats for kids. Like at the end of the season, kids are going to be growing out of coats. We want them to drop them off at any of the Allstate offices, any of the, our Colvin Cleaners location. Because what happened this past year is September, October, we were very nervous because we had our first giveaway the first week in November, of which we bumped to the second week in November because we were afraid we weren't going to have any coats.
Mm-hmm.
So, like with our Gowns for Prom program, where we're collecting them year-round, and now with the Coats for Kids program, we'll always have coats. If you remember September and October, how mild the weather was, people weren't thinking of coats. They weren't going in looking for their coats. So now whenever they're cleaning their closet at the end of the season, before they put these coats away, they realize their kids aren't going to be wearing them next year. Now's a perfect time, you know, to get them to us. We clean them all. They don't have to send them into the dry cleaners and bring them in or anything like that. We take care of doing all the cleaning. So the year-round operation just solidifies everything, keeps us top of mind throughout the course of the year. People don't have to say, well, here, I'll put these away, and they may end up going to someplace else to donate if they've got to keep them for 3 or 4 or 5 months.
Janine, would you like to talk a little bit about this year-round effort, the importance of it?
Yes, absolutely. I do think it's very important for the less fortunate that can't afford a coat. I feel our agency has done very well with collecting the Coats for Kids program, and it's great that Colvin Cleaners does do this for the community. And I feel Buffalo, in general, Western New York, is a great giving-back city. I know that for a fact, just by the amount of donations we've collected. And it's great to see that out of a city. And I know the Gowns for Prom is going to take off even better. So I just think it's a great opportunity to be a part of this.
Very good. Christopher?
Yeah, I mean, we focus our entire business around customer service and making things easier for people. So if you come into our store, we can offer you same-day service. If you come in before 11 a.m., we can get it back to you the same day. We can do next day service. We do same day tailoring. We do tailoring while you wait if you just have a hem or a button or something like that. We always offer next day tailoring. And we do free pickup and delivery to your home or office. We'll save you two trips at no extra charge. So when we're talking about our community service and our charitable programs, we want to do it the same way. We don't want to just collect for a certain month or two. We want to collect all year round because that's when it's convenient for our customers.
Let's talk about the magnitude of this Gowns for Prom. I understand that last year, more than 1,000 dresses to young ladies in need. Let's talk about the numbers and what your goals are for this year, coming years. Let's talk about...
Well, actually, last year we were over 700 to young ladies for gowns. There's a number of programs that also take advantage. Number of handicapped children, number of challenged children, number of children that have conquered cancer or have cancer, and there's dances for these young ladies, and they contact us on a regular basis. They come in for private fittings. Their programs maybe other times of the year. maybe in the fall, and they still take advantage of the program. So yes, over 1,000 young ladies, over 700 were through the gowns for prom program proper, and then a number of other agencies. I mean, when somebody calls us in need, we can't say no. So they just kind of get absorbed into the program if they're a, you know, if they're a group that are in need of gowns.
You want to talk more about goals?
Our goal is pretty simple. Any girl that shows up, we want her to find a prom gown. I mean, we have thousands on display. Even if it doesn't fit perfectly, that's where the tailors come in. We'll clean it, we'll package it, we'll get it back to her. You know, we don't want anyone to turn away from the program and say they couldn't find anything. I mean, we have hundreds of volunteers over the 3 days that are so good at helping you pick out the perfect one. Or if you're looking for a certain color, they'll scan the entire stage and bring you some options. I mean, we really try and make it perfect for the young lady that shows up.
Janine?
I do think it's great to be a part of this. I'd actually love to come and see all the girls being excited and taking a part of this. So I really am looking forward to the donations that we're going to get, and I'd love to see them on the faces.
Well, I know Tracy from Rochester, she came in last year with her daughter, and her daughter had a friend, and they were working the floor helping young ladies select gowns. And, you know, one of the most beautiful things, you know, about, you know, these young ladies, and we've got so many volunteers. Last year, each day, each one of the 3 days, we had over 50 volunteers per day. This year will probably be 65 to 70, because in talking to my wife, what we're talking about doing to organize things even more and make everything more convenient, as Christopher said, what we do for all of our customers, we look for bottlenecks. How can we improve the operation? If we put a volunteer in each room, right now we have them on the floors keeping things organized, but if we have somebody in each room, a young lady in each room, you know, mature woman that could help these girls if their mother doesn't come with them to help them, but they can keep all these gowns, because they may go up with four or five and they only select one. Well, those other four have to get back down onto the floor so that other young ladies can. So it's quite an operation. There's production involved in the whole thing, and that's what we're good at with our company. And like Christopher said, we apply it right to all of our charities.
Let's talk a little bit about the sorting. You get 700 or to 1,000 of these dresses. How do you sort them out and then figure out who's going to do what? Let's talk about the logistics.
Well, you know, I'll hit on it and then Chris could elaborate on it. But you know what? We go right back to helping the community. And there's a lot of young ladies in this community that for a number of different things, whether it's school, whether it's Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, whatever organization they might belong to, but they've got to get community service hours. And Chris, do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, we don't leave it up to my father and myself to decide what dress is prom-worthy and what's not. So we get the fashion police to come in. So any young girl who's in high school who wants some community service hours, you know, we have different shifts where they can come in after school, and they do the sorting, you know, with some management from Colvin Cleaners. But they know what's prom-worthy. They know what's in style. They know what's, you know, it's going to look good on somebody. So anything that, you know, isn't a prom gown, it's just like a regular dress, gets put aside and donated to the Goodwill.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned so much about this very giving and caring program on the part of Colvin Cleaners and the Allstate Foundation. We've had with us today Paul and Chris Bellani and Janine Marchetti with Allstate. It's just a wonderful program, giving young ladies a lot of hope and greater self-esteem. Thank you for joining us. And also special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the last 15 years. Have a great week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.